You are listening to Wild Time, the Animal Rights / World Conservation Show with myself, Thomas Janak, here on TCIFM 106.8 and of course on wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. Regular listeners probably remember that last May we've been to the Ecovelocity Fair in London, where they had loads of, you know, electric cars and stuff. And just recently, I, you know, going through Facebook, I found a gentleman from Finland, actually, Ville Honkala. I hope I pronounced that somewhat correctly. He actually is a gentleman who says, you know, he loves animals and nature, and he has built basically his own electric bike. Not a motorbike, you know, just a bike. So it sort of has a motor, and I think it runs on a drill. So I have Ville here on Skype. Ville, thank you for being on the show. Tell me a bit about how did it come about that you built this bike?
I was thinking that I don't want to use gasoline to move. I want electric bike to go, and then I saw battery drills on the store, and I was thinking, okay, those are powerful engines, they could move a bike. I want to try that. And then I had an old bike, and I put that drill there and power at the front wheel.
Okay, so you put the drill on the front wheel, and then how do you get the drill? Is this like so the drill becomes the dynamo thing?
No, I have loaded it with a solar panel or just.
Oh, so it works with a solar panel. That's even better, because I was wondering about this. I thought, when I saw it, I thought, well, if you put batteries into the drill, then it's not electric, really. So you're using a solar panel.
Then when I load the battery, then I put it on the solar panel, but then when I drive it, then no panel.
Yeah, of course. There. So basically you put the drill on it, and then, so the drill is moving, and I just have to envision how that works. So you have your bike, then you put the drill on it, so it becomes an electric bike, so you don't have to ride it.
Yeah, so I don't need to use my muscles, but it's electric power, and it goes something like, not very fast, but it's like a bicycle speed.
Good. It's good. I mean, it's good that it doesn't cost much.
Yes, it was. That's why I wanted to do it, because it was almost free to do.
Absolutely, it was cheap. So when people see you, when you're on your bike and you drive down the road and stuff, when people see you, do they say something to you, or do they find it?
Yes, always.
What are they saying?
They are saying, "What the hell is that? Where did you get that kind of bike?" And I tell, I made it because I had nothing else to do, and I was thinking that this could work, and yes, it does. And they are like, could you make one to me? I could buy it.
Oh, that's
it.
Nice. So they ask you if you could make one for them. That's good. If you meet people there, would you do this for them?
Yes, I could do it, but I could do it, but it takes 2 weeks
while, yeah,
to make
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I have no very good tools.
Okay. So probably if you start charging the people, you know, then probably you will get better tools, you know. So are you in Finland at the moment?
Yes, I'm living in Finland. About 400 north from Helsinki.
Okay.
And in the middle of nowhere. Nothing but green forests and lakes here. And
oh, that's nice. That's nice. I mean, that's the other thing that I think probably is what inspired you too, is that you have the countryside just around you. It makes sense, you know, if you're in the countryside, why would you pollute it? So it makes perfect sense. For you listeners out there, we will have a little picture of Ville's bike next to the interview. You can listen to the interview on Wild Time Online, and we will also air it later in the year on TCRFM, where we also will put up the bike again. So that's good. So Ville, if let's just say, you know, someone like me who has never worked on a bike, could I do this, or is this difficult to do?
Yes, you can do it. You can see it there on the picture I posted on Facebook, and you can see how it works. You put that.
Okay, so I will have a look, and for you guys out there, if you listen to this, have a look at the picture and have a look how it's done. Ville, that was really
pretty simple and not
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea why, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated.
Yes, I think anyone could make one very
good. Can you do me a favor before I let you go? You know, the radio show that I record this for is called Wild Time. Can you could you say in Finnish, you are listening to Wild Time?
Kotelet Wild Time Radio Sota.
Kotelet Wild Time Radio Sota.
Yeah, it means... As I said, something like, you are listening to Wild Time Radio, so...
Perfect. Say it one more time.
Kotelet Radio Wild Time. Radio Wild Time, so...
Okay. Because we never had a Finnish voice on the radio, so it's brilliant, you know? Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much, very much. And I'm very, very happy that I can do my own just a little part for the planet.